Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. No, it is a Super Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, in a dramatic turn yesterday, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar quit the presidential race, threw their support behind Joe Biden, along with Beto O'Rourke. The Times this morning, it's a last-minute bid to unite moderate Democrats to help Mr. Biden take on Bernie Sanders, the liberal frontrunner, on Super Tuesday and beyond. Here we go.
Well, look, David, it's going to be a very close race. Lots of people endorsing Joe Biden right now. Bernie Sanders bringing in huge crowds. Klobuchar out in Minnesota, which frees up Minnesota voters. And we don't know whether that's going to help Bernie or hurt him. It may well help him. What's happening now is that we are getting into the final throes of this thing. Super Tuesday, of course, is going to make a huge difference. And a lot of delegates up for grabs. Bernie could run away with it, or it could get even closer. It seems to me that the moderate wing has decided Bernie is just not acceptable. And, of course, we hear rumors of Obama support for Joe Biden. So I wouldn't even want to guess what's on people's minds. I know that the people who support Bernie are absolutely committed to him, and I'm hearing from them in some numbers. In addition, the Biden people are saying we will lose the election if Bernie is the candidate. Now, from where I'm sitting, everybody is beating Trump in the polling right now. So I think that the argument is pretty clear that the Democrats are really fighting for the soul of their party.
Is there any increased pressure on former President Obama as we get closer to the reckoning here to make an endorsement?
Well, yes. There were so many people that we didn't know which way this was going to go. So many people who were, in fact, contesting for this nomination. Now it's clear of the moderate wing, it's going to be Joe Biden in terms of the moderates. And then the alternative is Bernie Sanders. My sense of what is happening right now is that the people who have dug in are digging in an even greater way. So, David, we have Bernie Sanders doing his thing. The people in the party, and they've always been there, of the left side of the party, are for him. And they are for him in a way that is extraordinary. And then on Biden's side, you saw a number of people, including Beto O'Rourke, announcing for him. I suspect a lot of those people are basically auditioning for the cabinet. And now's the time you got to be with him, or he's not going to forget it. People are going to be owed as a result of what they're doing now. And by the way, David, I thought the endorsements yesterday for Biden were very well done. And I thought Biden's reaction to those endorsements seemed heartfelt, especially when he said that Pete Buttigieg reminded him of Beau, his son, who lays heavily on his mind.
So with the split, obviously, between the left and the moderates in the Democratic Party, are they united enough to defeat President Trump to eventually get out and vote with enthusiasm?
Well, that's going to be the issue, all right. There were those who said last time, if it's not going to be Bernie, I'm not going to vote. If that happens again, once again, the Democrats will lose.
Well, let's talk about the coronavirus, which seems to keep spreading, although we're seeing a slowdown in China, but it is spreading globally, and the necessary steps are being taken, certainly in our region, from the various leaders in governors of the states around us, including Governor Cuomo. They expect more, and the worry is, I guess, represented in a picture I saw this morning outside one of the supermarkets in New York with lines of people and the worry that there will be some panic here.
Well, yes. One has to prepare. And if one is being told to prepare but not to panic, there's a sort of contradictory message going on there. Look, when it comes to things like water and other things, that's one thing. But we know there are no masks around, and now we're being told by some people that masks may even make the problem worse. I'm not quite sure what it's all about, but there's a whole bunch of conflicting advice being given out. I know we at WAMC just yesterday, David, had a meeting in which we decided, okay, this is what we have to do in case. I tell you, one of the reasons that the electronic advances that we have are so important is that an awful lot of people don't have to go to work, don't have to leave and go into a single workplace because we have all these devices now that allow us to operate from home. You'll see more and more of that. Major corporations are already telling some of their people, don't come to work, do it from home.
Let's go far from home to Israel. Israeli voters give edge to Netanyahu. Exit polls say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have bested his challenge, Benny Gantz, but fell short of winning a majority. your thoughts on what's happening here. It looked like at one point Netanyahu was down and out.
No, look, the Israeli people have respect for Netanyahu because they feel he is their best defense. He went to his parliament and he asked them to say that he would not be prosecutable like our president. The parliament said absolutely not. They didn't agree to that. There are obviously real roadblocks to Netanyahu forming a government. We saw that the last time, and that hasn't changed at all. There are those who are saying as long as he's under indictment, he shouldn't be prime minister, and we will see that played out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Most importantly, if you're in Vermont or Maine or Massachusetts, vote today.
Well, I voted early, David, and I got to tell you, I was the only one in the room at that moment.
By the way, what do you make of early voting? We're seeing a lot of people making decisions so early that they could have made the wrong one.
Well, that's right. A lot of people have dropped out of the race who people voted for. A lot of people just came over, for example, to the side of Joe Biden, and people walked in there and voted for the Amy Klobuchars and Pete Buttigieg's and others. So those would appear to be wasted votes.
Another argument for rank voting?
Yeah, I think rank voting is a good idea. I really do. If you waste your vote on somebody and it turns out that they're out of the race, your vote should count for something.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.